This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 400 for Thursday, May 20th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were weaker on Thursday, with the largest losses in the nearby July contract as investors bail out of the front month and attention turns to the new crop futures. Canola down $30 in that July contract, its daily limit at $903.20 per ton. New crop November down $7.10 at $714.60. Losses in Chicago soy oil accounted for some of the selling pressure in canola, with widespread rains across western Canada also bearish for values. However, more precipitation will be needed going forward, with canola still looking relatively cheap given the tight supplies and solid demand projections. The Canadian dollar was stronger on the day, and that did pressure values somewhat. In the U.S., activity was mixed with losses in wheat and soybeans and gains in corn. Soybeans had traded to both sides of unchanged, but ended lower, the July contract down 5 cents at $15.33 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales included just under 200,000 tons of old and new crop business combined. Soy meal sales were solid, but soy oil sales were net negative, and that contributed to the declines in that market. General weakness in world vegetable oil markets also weighed on prices. Corn, though, it's stronger. The July contract up 6 cents at $6.64 per bushel. Net weekly corn sales of about 280,000 tons of old crop business beat expectations, hitting a three-week high, with good demand from Mexico and Japan more than offsetting cancellations from China. New crop corn sales topped 4 million tons, marking the largest weekly total on record. A surprise strike by dock workers in Argentina is halting exports out of that country, and that's supportive for U.S. corn as it could shift more demand up to the U.S. Declining Brazilian crop estimates due to dryness there were also supportive. Wheat futures did bounce around unchanged today, but ended lower across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat down 2 cents in July at $6.95 per bushel. Kansas City down 8 cents in the July contract at $6.25 per bushel, and Chicago wheat down 4 cents in July at $6.75 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales were solid, with old crop business of 121,000 tons hitting a three-week high, and new crop sales just over 300,000 tons at the top end of trade guesses. A crop tour of U.S. winter wheat growing regions in Kansas is wrapping up today, while damage from cold temperatures and lack of moisture is starting to show up in the results. Average yields were still well above the five-year average. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, May 20th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.